Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, Friday, October the 8th, 2021. Wet Friday night, 15 minutes past the hour. We continue in studio with Angie Evers and joined by somebody we haven't had on in quite a while, Terry Tackett. Straight from the Harding High School waterfall tonight. How was it over there, Terry?
I think it was giving Niagara Falls a run for its money.
So where were we when the game was called?
It was 28.
It's not called, though.
No. Okay. They're in a delay right now. It was 28-21, River Valley, just starting the third quarter.
I think people are ready to continue with kerfluffle
okay,
here.
Let's go.
Go ahead, caller.
Are you playing?
Oh, I'm still playing.
Okay. Is this item artificial?
Yes, it is an artificial item, yes.
Is it a pumpkin that's artificial pumpkin?
It's you're very close. It's not an artificial pumpkin, but you're close.
Okay.
Not an artificial pumpkin, but very close. The color is orange. Now, again, how we play kerfluffle, you can call, I give you a color. Tonight's color is orange. It's an item that's in the studio, and you can ask me a yes-no question about the item, and you can make a guess as to what the item is. That's how we play kerfluffle. So right now, what we know.
There's no hints along the way, right?
No hints.
Right? Okay.
The hints you get are the yes-no questions.
The questions that you ask.
Yeah,
okay.
That I've already answered.
Okay.
So.
I don't play very good at this game because I don't pay attention.
But no, see, you're probably contesting my answers to the last caller already.
Well, no, I was thinking about earlier.
All right, let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Is it made of plastic?
It is made of plastic.
Is it an artificial jack-o'-lantern bucket you carry around to trick-or-treat?
No, that's a good guess, though. You guys are all in the right neighborhood, just not in the right house.
Trick-or-treat.
Thank you.
Yep.
740-383-9944. The item tonight for kerfluffle is orange. Orange. It's in the studio here. Here comes another call. Down the pike and down the stretch they come. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a flower arrangement?
Not a flower arrangement, but oddly enough, we do have an orange flower arrangement here in the studio. Not an orange flower arrangement.
I think I'm sitting on an orange flower arrangement.
You could be. You hit the Niagara Falls over there. So where was the? Did you say where what the score was?
It was 28-21 River Valley.
Really?
Yeah.
A tight game.
Yeah.
My
Good
word.
Good game, yeah.
Well, who's going to win?
That's the $20 million question.
Well, I think the home team probably comes out better on a wet field.
Yeah.
Except when the Indians choked during the World Series and the Cubs won.
That was
a great night.
Yeah. Mother Nature didn't help us on that
No,
one,
and now
sure.
now they've re- what are they now?
What's that?
Every time I hear that clip, we were having that conversation 5 years ago about the name change. Before there was any talk of a name change.
So you heard it here first.
Heard it here first. Breaking news.
Yes.
Tonight's kerfluffle item is orange. Yes, no questions are how we get to the winner here. And you can guess what the item is. We're very, very close to it here. Also, we have Bozo trivia questions still out there. Who's Bozo's favorite magician? And did we give him another one? Or did we get the other two? Because I know we have Phyllis and Pat are in the drawing so far tonight. I'll put you in the drawing, whoever gets kerfluffle right.
We're still waiting on the favorite magician.
Bozo's favorite magician. Let's throw another one in.
All I can remember was his famous line. I'm drawing a blank on his name, but I can just remember his favorite line.
Okay, baseball Chicago legend Bozo performed with who?
Yes. Mm. What Chicago baseball legend performed with Bozo on the Bozo Show? I think they did this at Christmas, a matter of fact. 740-383-9944, and we're still playing kerfluffle here. The color is orange. We still do not have the winning item here in the studio. It's an item in the studio. It is orange. You can ask me a yes-no question about that item, and we will get to the item.
so I can't use my science to...
No. And, you know, I'm not even sure if coming to the studio would help somebody in regard to this.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
Well, there's so much stuff in the studio, like, you wouldn't know.
Soundproof.
Yeah.
It's soundproofing.
You're enjoying an old favorite there, huh? The old
Grape Faygo.
Man.
There was a lot of question about this earlier.
Memories about that.
Memories
stuff.
With the Grape Faygo.
Yeah, just the whole Faygo line, man. I mean, I think that was...
I like the red
pop
kind.
Was great,
yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't Faygo the first generic pop?
Yeah.
Wasn't generic thought of as a bad word?
Yeah. I mean,
like, if you called somebody generic, they would not like that.
Right.
They might knock you out. Lay you out.
They might kerfluffle you.
You know, I think kerfluffle got so hot there at the end of the last hour, I think we've really thrown people for a loop.
Yeah.
Because I think they're thinking there's only so many orange items.
Right. Are they Googling?
Well, I don't know. Again, you can ask me a yes-no item. We're very close here on tonight's kerfluffle item. The color is orange. It's in the studio. And you can ask me a yes-no question when it comes to this. 740-383-9944.
It may be the color of my feet now from my socks from being wet.
Yes. Rub off. The color will rub off. What is tonight's kerfluffle item? Boy, I'll be... The person who gets this really has... It's high dollar to walk around as the kerfluffle champion. All right, go ahead, caller.
Does it have legs?
It does not have legs.
I bet I can guess where you got that bagel pop.
Oh, go right ahead.
Kingsaver.
Now, why would you guess Kingsaver?
Because they carry that.
Now, does anybody else carry it in Marion?
Kroger's used to, but I don't know if they do anymore or not.
Yeah, not like Meijer. Kingsaver.
Meijer's, I don't know if they carry it anymore or
about
not.
A 12-pack out there.
Well, I think Kroger did it, probably because they have their own off-brand now, the Kroger brand.
Yeah, but they used to carry it one time.
You know, I had not been in the Kingsaver in a long time.
Yeah, Kingsaver has a good selection of it.
Feel like a king when you go in there.
And you save a lot. And there you go. Thank you, caller.
Uh-huh.
All right. So what do you make about the assertion earlier on that, I'm nervous to even bring it up again, that the auditor's house should be picketed so he will resign? I didn't say that.
I don't know if I'm a big fan of that, to be honest.
No, I don't think we should picket people's houses.
Yeah,
they have wives and kids.
Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of off limits as far as I'm concerned, you know.
I think you can picket City Hall.
Oh, all day long. I think, you know, I don't have a problem with that. But I think when you're, you know.
But do you have a problem? You're involved in, we talked about this at the top of the show. Do you have a problem with the political scene in which the auditor is calling the police on the chair of the finance committee, saying he stole documents from his office in the same week that the auditor goes to the Star and says that everything was filed in a timely manner, yet the mayor and nobody on city council is aware that anything's been filed. And, I mean, I'm totally confused.
Yeah, I mean, to me it seems almost like a dog kind of chasing his tail, you know, you don't know...
I don't know why we just can't get straight answers.
That should all be
and
internal.
Move on. I would think.
You know, I don't.
Does anybody talk down there?
It doesn't seem like.
You know what the problem is? Communication. And you know that runs about everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
People don't communicate like they need to.
If your office does not have communication, you will get miscommunication, and that will cause more problems than anything on God's green earth.
Yes.
That will cause kerfluffle.
We dealt with kerfluffle. I had to deal with a lot of kerfluffle today. So
kerfluffle's a good word. Although we cannot get tonight's kerfluffle item. Orange. Ask me a yes-no question, and I'll give you an answer. Yes or no, the item is orange. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. So, anything new in your world, Terry?
Nothing, really. Just birthday, last week. Yeah,
birthday?
Yeah.
Do anything fun?
Sunday. I did it last Sunday.
Oh, well, maybe we'll get to... Go ahead, caller.
I'd like to point out that you are 100% right. The problem is communication. But you've had good communication from the mayor. You've had good communication from council members. The you've had good communication from the person that's in the auditor's office, I think the deputy auditor, but you have not had communication from the auditor himself, and that is the problem.
And it's the ongoing saga right now.
The problem is, does he not want to communicate, maybe, you know? I mean,
well, I got to say, he did give the interview to the Star.
Yeah.
So he has some communication.
But it's limited, though, right? I mean.
But do you think they asked him questions, or he just gave them basically a statement? That's the thing. Because I'm just wondering, did you ask questions?
How much did they divulge, you know?
I don't know. I wasn't there. Maybe we'll find out one day.
Yeah.
That's the one problem when he communicates to the Marion Star, newspaper. They have total control over what's printed, what's edited and everything. And, there needs to be communication with the radio station.
Well, we hope so. The door is open, as I said. I invited him twice this morning. I gave him two different times, and the door continues to be open.
Same for Geraldo.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you had to bring up Geraldo.
It's a bad day with Geraldo. That's all I've got to say. Geraldo and I, Geraldo don't know nothing. Let's put it that way.
All right.
Thank you. I just don't like that. Why haven't I talked to you about this? The Geraldo Journal continues.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been listening for updates.
They've been there every day.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to hear the updates?
Yeah.
Here in the old Geraldo Journal. 922, did not hear from Geraldo.
Okay.
928, did not hear from Geraldo. Now, there are days in between here.
Yeah.
929, did not hear from Geraldo. Now, here's the not 10-1, did not hear from Geraldo.
Oh.
There's a pattern.
I feel a pattern developing.
Yeah.
Here.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it a plastic candy dish?
Not a plastic candy dish. Good guess, though.
Yeah.
Not a plastic candy dish. 10-4, did not hear from Geraldo. 10-4, good buddy.
Yeah.
10-5, did not hear from Geraldo. 10-7, did not hear from Geraldo. Which brings us to today, did not hear from Geraldo.
And which will bring us to tomorrow. Will not hear from Geraldo.
Well, the guy's a punk. That's all I got to say. The man is clear. And I'm not saying Geraldo because I don't even know if Geraldo's aware of this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But that punk, Rob, who's his producer.
Yeah.
Has he checked emails? He's never emailed me.
Yeah.
Although he called me Matt and did say he was emailing me. Yeah, we don't care for that.
Matt, I'll get right back with.
Yeah, he's upset our audience.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
You know, when the auditor gives Marion Star an interview, he can always say that they took him out of context or they was wrong. But when he comes on your radio station, everybody's going to hear what he says. And he can't blame it on nobody but himself.
Well,
he can't say, I didn't say that, blah, blah, blah,
I can't imagine anybody is fearful of me. I just can't. I can't imagine that.
Well, I don't know if he's fearful of you, but he's fearful of, what kind of questions that could be asked, not just on account of you.
Right.
Well,
because of his performance. I mean.
Yeah, but do you think? Now let me ask you this: the Star, I know, asked questions. So he was not fearful of their questions.
But there's different types of questions.
He knows you're not
going to
ask him what his favorite food is or what his favorite color is.
Well, I think exactly. Yeah.
So he's fearful of the line of questioning that I will give
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Right.
Wasn't that fearful of me?
No, I don't think he's
I've never clubbed a guest.
That. You never came to blows with anybody.
No, not that I'm aware of. But Geraldo,
there might be. He's a punk.
There you go.
I don't think you're a big intimidating guy, are you?
No, I can intimidate that little punk Geraldo. I tie his mustache in a knot.
Maybe if he's seen you punch Geraldo, he might be a little fearful of you.
would our auditor go on with Geraldo?
Well, it'd be nice to see it, wouldn't it?
Let's see it.
Yeah.
I bet he'd take him over the coals.
Well, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Geraldo's got nothing left to do.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, it brings up a question. Is he fearful of the questions? I don't know why he keeps turning it down.
To me, that's what I think. I think there's types of questions that can be asked, and like the caller said, the star I don't think is going to ask any.
All I know,
provoking, I guess, or you know.
We're gonna go to the call here, but we'll come back to this in a second. Let's go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I have a question about the auditor.
Go ahead.
If the citizens of Marion were to get a petition up for his resignation, how would that work?
I don't know. The city law director, Mark Russell, could probably fill you in on this, but taking up a petition. See, here's the problem. Only three people, to my knowledge, have called for his resignation. Ayers Ratliff, Ty Mead, and Josh Daniels, I believe.
And the mayor.
Well, the mayor didn't. The mayor said, if we lose the $2.5 million, then I will call for his resignation.
Okay.
So only three people have done it. Now, that's not a majority of city council members. It would take a majority of city council members to vote to send something down to Columbus where he would be looked at as, is he competent in that office? But that bar is high, as Josh Daniels said earlier.
But don't you think the women that were here from the auditor's office would take that information to Columbus? I mean, the night they were here at that meeting, I mean, they obviously...
Well, you were at the meeting. Okay,
yeah.
Now the newspaper today said... Here's the 4 points that... I know people don't take the newspaper anymore. Here you go. Here's what Landon said, and this is paraphrased, but this is what he said in the newspaper today. He said the deadline for the federal grant clearinghouse was met a week before its deadline, that the $2.5 million is not in trouble.
In jeopardy.
In jeopardy.
Right.
He said that he submitted the state audit records, and that the state is backlogged because of COVID, and that's why we've not gotten an answer yet.
Okay.
He said council did not approve a contract on March 15th with an accounting firm that he wanted. If that had been done, there would be no problem right now. And that he is short-staffed, and that the city council investigations into him have slowed down his process. That's what's in the newspaper, pretty much, give or take.
Right. Campaign after Trump or what?
Well, I don't know if he's... I don't know. I just know that... I'm asking Terry now. You were at the meeting where the state auditors came down.
Yeah.
Does any of this jive to you?
I got a totally different message that night than those 4 points that he made right there.
And
I mean, according to the deputy auditor who spoke...
Well, the star was there as well.
Well,
did they press him on these?
No. Because I never heard any of those 4 points get mentioned at all.
I did not hear the state auditors say they were backlogged because of COVID.
They sounded like they were waiting on us.
Well, and Martin Watts on Monday apparently said the books were not done. So then on Friday, they're done. But yet, the mayor and the finance committee know nothing about
Still
it.
Still don't have any idea.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
I still think if the citizens of Marion got up a petition and got so many thousands of signatures, they would have to listen.
Well, the citizens of Marion voted him in. And maybe people were about to have a city council election coming up in November. And every member of city council will be up for re-election. And, you know, local elections used to be based on who could do the job the best, not who's my friend or are they a Republican or a Democrat.
Yeah, the good old boys club.
Well, you know, I don't even know if it's that. Because to be honest with you, it seems like now people vote
straight
party line,
mm-hmm.
and who do I like the best,
mm-hmm.
not who can do the job the best.
Yeah, it's terrible.
They don't think
with their heads.
Well, anybody can start a petition, I guess.
Well, I think they should. I mean, I don't live in Marion, so.
Well, we'll see what happens.
If I go to Marion.
Well, I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Yep. All right, 740-383-9944. It's a big question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an interesting question as well too. I'd love to see just 5 minutes. I'd like to just see one of those points asked on here to let him address. Because when we were at that meeting, none of those points got brought up. I mean, if that's the 4 points he's basing it on.
Go ahead, caller.
Do you write with it?
You do not write with it, but a good guess.
Okay.
You do not write with it. What is tonight's kerfluffle item? The item is orange. 740-383-9944. You do not write with it. What do you think, Angie?
I'm just thinking.
About the auditor or the kerfluffle?
Kerfluffles.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, is the baseball celebrity you're looking for that was on the Bozo show, would that have been Harry Carey?
That certainly would have been the legendary Harry Carey. We got you in. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Pat's in twice tonight. It is the legendary Harry Carey. Holy cow. One of my all-time favorites. I believe that clip's on YouTube as well.
You know, Steve.
Yeah, Harry Carey Bozo. We have another question here in regard to Bozo.
Bozo's favorite cookie.
Wasn't that his sidekick? No.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Oh, yes. That I did write that question earlier. Bozo, mind lap. Bozo's favorite cookie. Bozo's favorite cookie. 740-383-9944.
You mean like chocolate chip or oatmeal?
This is more like a brand.
A brand.
Okay.
Yeah, his favorite brand of cookies. 740-383-9944. Or Bozo's favorite magician. That's still out there. And we also have Kerfluffle. The item is orange. You can ask me a yes-no question about it. I'd love to get this. We only have 14 minutes left. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Talking about everything here on WWGH Radio tonight. I love this cookie brand as well. You can buy them in the store.
Do you know what my favorite kind of cookie is?
What's that?
From this brand?
No. What is it?
Lemon.
Snickerdoodle. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Oreo cookie?
Not the Oreo cookie. Good guess,
though. Not even a double stuffed Oreo cookie, huh?
You know, that was Geraldo's nickname in high school.
What, double stuffed?
Double stuffed Oreo. Hey, because he was soft in the middle.
Hey. Well, I was going to say both sides of his nostrils.
He's probably one of those mint cookies, too.
Huh?
He's probably one of those mint cookies, too.
Well, I'm not going on record with that.
No.
Thank you. No. I don't want Geraldo up here breaking my nose.
That's right.
We'll send him over
to
the...
Rob up here.
Yeah, old Rob. Man. You know, I said earlier on, and I'll say it again, and I hope somebody sends us down to old Rob. He's a derelict. And I hate to have to say that, but you know what? The man can't even return emails. And we all know that radio producers, I've worked in the radio business for 20 years, all radio producers are derelicts. Period.
That's for Matt.
Thank you. Find that from Matt. Because, honestly, the point, all people who are in radio like that, who are producers, all wanted to be on radio. And that's they have a complex.
Right. So this is their way of kind of like a power,
compensating.
Like a power triple.
They're just compensating.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got what little power they have.
Yeah.
What does WTAM stand for?
Well, like the little guy with Dan Rather.
Yeah.
His power trip.
You give somebody a little power, and Dan Rather could have stomped that guy. Dan Rather's a tall man in public.
Yeah.
All right, the color's orange. What's the kerfluffle item? 740-383-9944.
Now, Ted Koppel, that guy was...
But he said it with a smile. He dusted
did.
You off with a smile.
Yeah, he did. Anyway, he came over and said, I'll be glad to shake hands, but he...
And he did.
Yeah.
And took a picture. He did take a picture. Ted Koppel.
But now Wolf Blitzer, on the other hand.
Yeah, he was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
If you caught him in the bathroom, you could get a picture.
Yeah.
But then
I didn't realize that day I had lunch, George Will was sitting there. I didn't realize.
Oh, George Will.
Kind of like Katie, you know.
Now, it was historic this week. And trust me, this has nothing to do with sides. You can believe that or not. But the quote that Josh Daniels released to the Crawford County Now website on, I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday. You can go back in the history of Marion politics, and I will never hear a quote like this again. And I know I've said it on the show again, but I don't think Terry's heard this, have you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here you go. This is Josh Daniels' quote about our auditor, Robert Landon, given to a news source, Crawford County Now. We asked him about this morning. Here's the quote. He's jerking on the heartstrings of the community for all it's worth. There's a special place in hell for the Pharisees in this guy. If that oxygen tank can go to church, it can come to the office. I hope the community does not continue to fall for it.
Oh.
That quote, I'm telling you, will go down in the history, for good or for bad, in Marion history. I've never heard anything like that. In a nasty political race, I've never heard anything like that.
Wow.
What'd you make of that quote, Angie? You going to bring that up in church on Sunday?
Well,
that's your altar call.
I think maybe they don't like each other.
I rue the day where they're both in the same room.
Yeah. Whoa, man, that's...
Ooh. That's what you call bad blood.
Yeah, that's a lot to process there.
Man. I don't know that I've ever even said anything close to that.
I mean, there's nasty, and then there's that.
Yeah, but okay, now that's an interesting question to have, because really that's not political at all. They're not running against each other. So what is that? A nasty comment? Is that snarky? Is that...
Well, maybe nasty, probably. Maybe not be the right...
But is it right? Is Josh making a point? That's the question you have to decide.
Right.
I'm sure some people loved it and some people hated it.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's where the rhetoric will come, you know, is... Was it taken as a nasty comment, or was it taken as...
I don't think anybody's going to read that as a nice comment.
You're right.
I don't write my Christmas cards every year going...
You're not going to start putting that in your Christmas cards?
No. Merry Christmas to you and the Pharisees. No, it's just not, you know, it's never going to be thought of as polite, and I don't think Josh meant it as polite.
Right, yeah.
You don't say that and drag your oxygen tank down to the office.
Yeah.
But, I think there does become a problem when you're giving interviews to the Star, mm-hmm. and you're calling the police, and you're not showing up at work. Now, there might be a problem there.
Yeah.
But again, he can come on and tell us why.
Yeah.
That we are that way. 740-383-9944. The kerfluffle item color tonight is orange, and the questions for Bozo. Bozo's favorite magician, and... Bozo's favorite cookie, brand of cookies. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Do you have to talk like that now, though, in politics to get noticed?
You don't have to, but it seems like that's the only way. Yeah, if you want to get noticed, it seems like that's the only, you know, you have to make statements like that, bold statements like that.
Well, I'll tell you, I think, I don't know. I just... Yeah. When I read that, it was just unbelievable to me that was said. But then again, you know what? Nothing surprises me much anymore when
nothing,
it comes
nothing
to
seems
politics.
To be off limits anymore.
Say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Did we just hear a dead body hit the floor? It is
Halloween time. Did I open the door?
No. Was that outside?
Yes.
That was out front?
Yeah.
Oh,
was that
Lord.
A kerfluffle, or was it a...
I hope it wasn't.
Oh, I hope it wasn't what I think it was.
Oh, please tell me not.
No. Oh, man. Let's hope this is okay. Is everything okay out there?
Where's the light?
Oh, well, there's a whole nother thing. Okay, maybe it just happened across the street. Who knows?
Well, there's a truck backed up to the porch across the street.
Oh, well, they're moving furniture next door.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. 43 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. The kerfluffle item stands. Have I kerfluffled everybody tonight with this orange item?
Maybe everybody watching TV now, maybe they're...
What do you make of Bozo being bought, purchased by David Arquette?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. The... library, or...
No, he bought the character.
Yeah, well,
the rights to the character.
Yeah.
So we had Joey Diori on earlier, and I said, well, would you be Bozo again now that David Arquette has the rights to it?
Oh.
Apple Butter Festival tomorrow in...
Did he buy it from the... Was it the Tribune Company that...
No, it was owned by Larry Harmon Productions for many years.
Okay.
Larry Harmon has since went on to his reward.
I was going to say, what prompted this, that just the family decided to...
Well, probably. Okay. I don't think they've done much with Bozo in the last 20 years.
Okay. But why would it interest... I mean, what David Arquette... I mean,
have you ever seen David Arquette?
Yeah.
He's a little wacky.
Yeah, he was the world champion.
He's good with Bozo. But you've never seen Bozo.
No, I don't even know. I don't even know who David Arquette is.
You don't even know who what?
David Arquette is...
Well, that's, you know, not many people know who David Arquette is. His career is stalled.
Don't worry about that.
No need to know who David Arquette is.
Yeah.
But Bozo's the world's most famous clown.
Yeah.
Well, when you grew up without cable, you know.
But was there ever a book or like a record around with Bozo?
Nope. At least I'd we like didn't one. Have any.
I'd like one of those old Capitol records where Bozo read the story to you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see those very often mm-hmm. at the antique record shops.
I always liked at the end when he had his, what, the was it the parade? Was that at the end, or was it the...
Grand March.
Yeah, the Grand March.
The Grand March. He had a baton.
Yeah.
You know, Martha Dosh used to do the Grand March over at the, at the, Coliseum. There was a thing you had to know about the Grand March, how to do the Grand March.
Can you do the Grand March?
Probably not, but I can hold a baton in my hand. But beyond that, I really don't know much about it. I know it's all set, follow me, and then you have to crisscross the men and the women, and it makes me sick. I need a Dramamine. I can't watch it.
So you couldn't square dance?
Oh, no. I wouldn't square dance.
Did you ever square dance in school?
Well, there was going on. But I think I was ill that week.
Yeah.
You didn't square dance in gym?
I don't recall it. I just remember the music being very, very unique. They get like an old record player out and crank that hoedown music.
Victrola or whatever.
Yeah, the old Victrola out there.
We did square dancing in school.
See, I don't I remember there was a word, promenade. And I always thought that was some... Yeah, but I thought promenade was some kind of southern jelly.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So I don't really...
Do-si-do. I thought I... Isn't cookie. Those cookies you
cookie,
get there? Yeah,
certainly.
Yeah, yeah.
So the song
a Girl
was,
Scout cookie.
Yeah, the song was really about cookies and southern jelly.
Interesting.
I think there's construction going on. Why
are we in a construction zone?
I tell you what, next Friday, let's go do this show from the street. The middle of the street. 7403839944. The kerfluffle item is orange. 13 minutes left to go. Ask me a yes-no question. Maybe you'll get it.
You know, but I like watching a good square dance, don't you?
Why do they do them? I've never seen such a thing.
I think there's clubs and stuff like square
really?
Dance clubs. Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't be caught dead there. I got better things to... What? Where are you going tonight? Well, I'm going to the square dance club.
You don't want to go see a good promenade? Or,
no.
A good do-si-do?
I like a good teaspoon of promenade on an English muffin. Very delicious.
I know where to take you for your birthday.
Oh, where's that?
To watch a square dance.
Oh, boy. Happy birthday to me. Woof.
Maybe it's an interactive one. You know, they'll put a cowboy hat on you and you can...
Why do people square dance? Why is it called square dancing?
You're dancing in a
square.
Are you?
Well, yeah.
Looks to me more like a horizontal, circular type of motion.
Do you have to wear boots? Or
no? Now, a person who used to be able to call a square dance used
yeah.
to be a... What were they called?
Oh, gosh.
Can anybody call one? You have to have one of those.
Oh, yeah.
A caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you give us a couple hints?
Well, I've tried. Now, what hints would you like?
Well, if you tell me what it is, that'd work.
That's not really clarified as a hint.
Yeah.
That's more of a giveaway.
You know, Rosanna Arquette's David Arquette's brother or sister.
If I knew who Rosanna Arquette was, I'd be all over this.
Oh, you don't know who that is?
No, who's she?
She used to play in a lot of movies. I seen her not too long ago on TV. But she's really looking old, but then I guess I'm looking old, too. But.
Yeah, but I know that Charlie Weaver, I think, was his grandfather.
Was he?
Yeah, his real name, I think, was Chuck Arquette.
But she was in a lot of movies. You know, she was a really good-looking girl.
Yeah, well, I'll have to check that out. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Orange, you only got 11 minutes here to get
That's
it.
That's why we need some hints.
Well, ask me a question about it.
Well, I can't think of a question. We've asked whether you eat it, drink it, but it's got legs.
Nobody asked me if it had legs.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You haven't dyed your hair orange, have you?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, I guess can't guess it then.
I know, keep thinking. Boy, I hope somebody gets it. I'd hate that I would win, because it's like the house winning in Las Vegas
right.
if we don't get it in 10 minutes. The color's orange. It's in the studio. Those are the two hints. You can ask me any yes-no question about it. 740-383-9944. 10 minutes left on this one. And we're also going to have the drawing tonight. We've got Phyllis and Pat in twice here on the pair of tickets to the Wilds or the Columbus Zoo. Boo at the Zoo. 740-383-9944. And here we are.
Yeah, you can't forget to do the drawing this time.
No, I forgot it last week. Well, we were having some kind of conversation as we went off the air. And
a Geraldo conversation.
Well, the Geraldo thing's going to go on until I will keep the journal until we hear something. If I got to drive, you'll come, won't you?
Sure.
We'll drive up to Cleveland, right to the door of WTAM.
Let's bang on his...
Bang on the door. And what
maybe
would you,
Rob will answer the
door. Well, okay, let's say Rob comes out to you. What would you do?
Well, I'm going to ask him, you know, produce Geraldo.
And if he says, get out of here.
I'll break his nose like
well, there you go. That's what we need. And then I can write that in the journal.
Yes.
And it would be good.
Had to take him to the Cleveland Clinic because...
He's close to a good hospital up there.
Yeah, university hospitals.
I want to know, is he keeping these from Geraldo? We've never got that question answered.
Right.
I know what I wanted to do tonight. I forgot. The Christmas bus tour. I gave an update on this earlier on in the week. Now, if you haven't been listening... Oh, we'll take the call, and then we'll come back to this. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Charlie Weaver's real name was Cliff Arquette.
Oh, Cliff Arquette. I said, what is it, Charlie Arquette?
Yeah.
Cliff Arquette.
Okay.
Thank you.
Terry.
Hello to Terry.
Hello.
All right. All right.
Cliff Arquette.
Charlie Weaver.
Okay.
740-383-9944.
There was also an Arquette, too, who was kind of a...
Cross.
Yes.
Cross transgender?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alexis, maybe?
Now, the Christmas bus tour, I want to get this update in. What it is there will be four nights in the month of December where we're going to load up a bus in the Meyer parking lot.
Okay.
And we're all going to get on the bus. Now, Santa Claus is going to be there, and we're going to sing Christmas carols, and it's going to be great. And we're going to go, the bus tour of the Christmas Lights of Marion. We're going to go out of Meyer parking lot, down 95. We're going to turn on James Way, go back into the housing development, see the character house back there that everybody knows about. Then we're going to come up Richland Road, back to 95, take 95 all the way down to that alley that they call Vine Street, go up Vine Street to Center Street, go down to Main, take Main up to Fairground down to the... to the Coliseum, see all the lights there, take the bus through there, and then down Fairground, out to Pole Lane, up Pole Lane, back to Meyer, then we're going to have hot chocolate and cookies.
Okay, what's on Pole Lane?
Oh, there's houses.
Are they decorated?
Oh, yes, sure. Well, they better decorate. They're on the Christmas bus tour.
Sure, yeah.
Now, that's what it is. Now, here's the deal. The city buses cannot be used... because of the grants that supply those buses. But I have talked to a school, and a school, we think we're close to making a deal on this.
Oh, great, great, great.
So get ready.
Yeah, let's load the bus. I mean, bring as many people.
It's free, and Santa Claus is going to... I've already got people confirmed to this. George Kasotis has agreed to come. He loves to sing.
Yeah.
Going to wear his tuxedo.
All right.
We're going to have Mary Ellen Withrow's already conceded to come on this.
All right.
Santa Claus will be there, and I believe Glenn Coble's coming. Okay. You'll be there. Yeah. Angie will be there. It's going to be Linda will be there. It'll be a hullabaloo.
So are you making people wear masks?
Well, I don't know yet. We'll see where the pandemic is at that point, and Santa will be there. Here's the whole thing. The cookies and milk at the end. Well, the cookies and hot chocolate, because we'll need hot chocolate. It's December.
Well, I can help with that.
Okay, because I had some punks who I really don't have much to say about right now who you know, little shaky on that whole issue. Matter of fact, when it comes to the Pharisees... and if they can drag it to this and that and whatever, they can bake their cookies. But forget about that unpleasantness.
I would rather take care of cookies and stuff like that than ride the bus.
Oh, it's going to be a hullabaloo.
It could turn into a kerfuffle.
Wow,
that
died like a dog on the floor. No, I'm tired. People are going to be saying, jingle bells, and then we'll go into more complicated stuff like, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh.
And then we'll get into...
Marshmallow World. You always need
marshmallow
to go see
World,
Marshmallow World.
Nobody knows.
Marshmallow World.
You you know Marshmallow World.
Are we gonna have sheet music available for?
Oh, probably not.
Oh man.
No, and we'll. I might even bring you
it's
know
the most
Kazoo Man. You'll go down and get Kazoo Man, and he can accompany us. He does Melikaniki Waka. And some other songs. Sure, it'll be. And then we'll all end with one big group singing in the parking lot at Meijer to all the shoppers. Chestnuts roasting. Beautiful. And it's going to be the biggest thing to hit Marion since we told the otter to get his oxygen tank back to City Hall. It's going to be the biggest thing.
That's right.
Hi, yay, yay.
What have we come to?
What have we come to? All right. Maybe this is why he didn't come on the show.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. And Geraldo, we will send a Christmas card to Geraldo inviting him
absolutely
on one. He can pick which one he wants to come.
Right.
We know he's a sissy.
Yeah.
So we can get him a seat up front because right, he'll get sick or something. He's an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's invited.
Yep.
Ted Williams.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
Who else can we invite? It's the holidays, friends.
Yeah.
Who else? We got Ted. We got, I'll invite Governor Strickland. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
The mayor. I'll invite the mayor, of course, the mayor. The auditor.
City council.
Well, I don't think we'll have to make room for that seat, but we will invite the auditor, will.
Yeah. It'll be a don't call me, I'll call you type
exactly
thing.
But he's invited. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, invite the auditor. He'd probably get his air tank on that bus.
Oh, my goodness.
See, this is why he won't come on the show. It's stuff like this.
Oh, boy.
Well, we've done it now.
Yeah, you think we can get McFeely?
Like this? Why the auditor ain't coming on?
Do what?
Stuff like that's the reason why the auditor...
Well, I don't really know. We don't have much of a warm and fuzzy relationship. We don't talk on the phone.
Well... That's the reason why Geraldo ain't coming on your show.
Listen, don't take swipes at me on a Friday
that's
night.
Right.
Gee whiz.
Did you send Angie out there to check on that noise, or did...
Oh, here we go. I'm hosting a show. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Well, you can let Angie talk a little bit.
Fine. What if I get clubbed? Who's going to host the rest of the show? Who's going to reveal the kerfluffle item?
Terry and Angie could handle it. I bet you sent her out there, didn't you?
Geraldo could be lurking behind one of these.
Yeah, Geraldo's looking to club me. Do you have the kerfluffle item? We're down to 3 minutes.
I'm stumped. I don't
know. Oh, everybody else. Okay.
I need some good clues.
Apparently you don't understand how the game is played. You can ask me any question on God's green earth.
Well, you could pick something easy for the first one.
It's in the room.
We don't know what's in that room.
I know what's in the room. How many orange things can there be?
Well, that's what I'm saying. There can't be that many orange things in there. You
right
can't write with it. Can't eat it. You can't drink it. It's not grown. It's not a plastic bucket jack-o'-lantern you take around. I mean, what could it be?
You know, I feel some anger coming my way with this whole thing.
This kerfluffle has turned into quite the kerfluffle.
This is the kerfluffle. Well, we'll see. Stay
okay
tuned. All right. 740-383-9944. And, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got the Christmas light tour coming up. So,
yes.
Do you see many Halloween lights anywhere?
What kind of cookies are you baking? There's a house down here on the corner that's all Halloweened out.
Mm.
Down on the corner of Prospect and one of these other alleys we have in Marion that we call streets. What is it, Bell Fountain? Yeah, I think Bell Fountain down there in Prospect.
Did you see the house up on North Main Street where they have all the creepy people out? Have you
seen
that?
Oh, I think I... Oh, yes. And there's also one across the street here, right directly across from us, that I think is all Halloweened out. All right.
That's my aunt. Oh, no.
Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Could it be a string of Halloween lights?
That's very,
very
close.
Close.
Very, very
yeah,
close.
Very close.
All right.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
All right. Well, they're out there thinking. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, also, you do, and I have to say this, because people take things a little too seriously. All this mirth about the auditor and Geraldo, we're just having fun. People have no funny bone in them anymore at all. Everything's so serious.
Yeah.
Get a grip.
Yeah.
I, you know, I'll be here Monday apologizing for something.
That's
I'm
right.
sure.
That's right.
Because somebody got angry.
Nasty email or
something. Yeah, I got a nasty. What do they call those? Nasty grams. I'll get a nasty gram over the weekend. I don't care anymore. I just don't care. If you like the show, good. If you don't, Geraldo's on.
Exactly.
Listen to
yeah,
him.
Tune into Geraldo, yeah.
All they do on that show is scream every day. Yeah. All right, does anybody... I'm going to take one more guess on the kerfluffle item, then I'm going to give it to you. And then we're going to do our drawing. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. So, what have we learned tonight? The Christmas bus tour is going to be something. Did we get a list of invites? We got Geraldo, we got Ted Williams, we got the mayor, we got the Mario. Former governor. Hey, let's invite DeWine.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's invite him on.
Well, what kind of cookies do you want?
Oh, that's a big question. Terry, what do you think? It's got to be a cookie everybody likes.
Mountain Dew cookies. No, I'm just kidding.
Mountain Dew cookies.
No. Sugar?
Mountain Dew cookies.
Remember we had that clip for a while.
Oh, that's right, Sean.
Shortage,
yeah, when there was a chocolate shortage, you wanted Mountain Dew cookies.
No, when that referee Ron.
Oh, was it referee Ron?
Said Mountain Dew cookies.
Oh, Ron's usually out there listening. We haven't heard from Sarah, our bus driver, either tonight. She's usually out there, and Genova J. He's usually out there listening.
I think we got to go with at least with chocolate chip, or maybe like a sugar cookie or something like this, and more of a holiday.
But the people have chocolate allergies. That's what I'm worried about with chocolate.
Okay.
Well, there's always peanut butter allergy, chocolate. I think more people are probably allergic to peanut butter, but, I mean, we can just...
But isn't the sugar cookie the official cookie of the Christmas holiday?
Like a... See, I don't know... I'm not a good sugar cookie maker. Because I don't have very good artistic ability. I can't...
Oh, no, what you write on is W... It's like an ornament. WWGH. You don't have to shape them at all.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't even have good writing. Just ask my mom.
Well, no, Dad. This is icing. You know, you can do anything now with icing.
Icing on the cake.
Icing on the... Take your finger and rub it in those cookies.
Right. Oh, I'm sure people would
And
enjoy
how are we
going
to brew that hot chocolate out there in the parking lot? I bet Meyer will help with this.
Yeah, I would
think
so.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Yeah. It's going to be great. Yeah. And it's going to be so... There's going to be such holiday spirit on that bus with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have to stop at a stoplight, Santa will go rolling down the aisle. It'll be beautiful. It'll be so much fun. I can't wait.
Yeah.
The holidays are going to be big this
year.
That's
right.
Oh, and we're reviving the fruitcake toss. Oh. That's the only thing. Because
no Olympics, though.
No Olympics. Because of this COVID, we can do the fruitcake toss outside.
Fruitcake toss?
We'll do it right outside here.
Okay.
Right
okay.
outside.
All right.
And we're going to do the fruit. We'll start taking those nominations probably the 1st of November.
Okay.
Now, you're going to get in at this time,
no
right?
No eggnog pong or whatever.
No, because I think we can do the fruitcake. I think that's signature key. Well, that's the one that really got the most attention last time.
Yeah.
People like, and we log a real fruitcake. Log it out there. Well, nobody guessed the kerfluffle item. Let's do
a Claxton?
I believe it was a Claxton. Made a dent in the floor where we were. 740-383-9944. The winner tonight of our pair of tickets to. Let's see. Well, do we do the zoo or wilds? What do you think?
Might as well do Boo at the Zoo.
You think Zoo?
Sure.
Zoo seems to be popular. Let me make sure I've got Boo at the Zoo over here. But I cannot believe nobody got the kerfluffle. Mm. And now I've got to look at this Geraldo journal, which is just upsetting.
They'll be interested when they find out what the kerfluffle was, I think, though.
Well, I think they were so close.
Yeah.
So very close.
Are they getting that one last guess in? I wonder if anybody...
Is anybody going to call in with one last guess? Okay. The winner of tonight's competition.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Rev it up. All right. The winner is Pat. Pat is our winner tonight. Pat gets the Boo at the Zoo tickets. Now, remember now how we're doing our pickups during the COVID era is that you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to 532 South Prospect Street or call before you come Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday between 4 and 5, and we will set them out. Well, it was on the porch. We'll set them on the edge of the porch at this particular point. There's a couple reasons we're not doing studio pickups anymore at this particular time. So that's that. Well, it was good to see you, Terry.
Thank you.
Glad you could come in. Always fun, Angie, on a Friday night. And we'll be back on Monday morning. Don't forget Pastor Craig, Sunday from 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. for this Friday night. For all of us at WWGH Radio, have a great night, and I'm heading for the dugout.
Radio offering remote and on-site technical support, network setup, and computer troubleshooting for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services in Central and Mid-Ohio.
In the spirit of Halloween and fall, it's now time for a Halloween poem reading right here on WWGH Radio by Charlie Evers, Mary Ann Michaels, Martha Douse, Mary Ellen Withrow, Scott Spears, Marla Gibbs, Mr. McFeely, Pat Carroll, Bud Collins, Hugh Downs, and Robert Guillaume.